As we walk through the aisles of our local grocery store, many of us are uneasy about the harm we could be doing to ourselves and our environment with our purchase. We squint at the nutrition labels, and more often than not, we are horrified. Everything has too much salt, too much sugar, and way, way too many ingredients. Only the produce aisle gives us comfort. Finally, we think, something I know is good for me. We are relieved, but not for long. Our produce is covered in pesticides, and when we don't thoroughly clean our fruits and vegetables, pesticide poisoning poses just as imminent a threat to our health as high blood pressure or heart disease. Will the day come when we ask ourselves, what's really worse for me, this poisonous celery or these delicious Doritos? For the past few months, I haven't faced this dilemma. My refrigerator is a well-stocked cornucopia of ripe, organic produce I picked myself. How do I know it's safe? My friends planted it, and I've been tending the soil for weeks at a half-acre plot of land in our community park. My friends Amy and Mark, who built this massive garden up from a row of tomatoes in their neighbor's backyard, call their project Vegilution, an organization devoted to providing organic produce for San Jose's homeless shelters and priceless gardening experience for our community's youth. Though most Vegilution volunteers are college students attending nearby San Jose State University, some are high school students like myself who found out about the project at activist meetings or saw flyers distributed downtown. Other volunteers, like my mom and stepsister, found out about Vegilution through friends or family and liked the idea so much they decided to help. I've been riding my bike to and from Vegilution's half-acre garden every weekend, checking up on the broccoli seeds I planted several weeks ago, and gazing in wonder as they sprout more and more every Sunday. The sun beats down on my sweaty back as I pedal through 5 miles of urban sprawl to reach my agricultural bower, a distance that seems more and more paltry each week as I eagerly anticipate the scent of ripening tomatoes and the feeling of cool soil between my fingers. But my arrival at the farm is seldom tainted by my anticipation. The brisk change from congested city streets to a calm, languid garden, complete with roaming chickens and peacocks, is a welcome transformation. In the refreshing sight of row upon row of sunflowers, carrots, broccoli, chard, red tomatoes, green tomatoes, yellow tomatoes, round tomatoes, oblong tomatoes, and every other goddamn tomato you can think of, is a sight for sore eyes. Located less than 100 yards from a freeway overpass and 300 yards from the nearest taqueria, Vegilution's base of operations at Immerprush Park has become a haven for politically aware, environmentally conscious young gardeners who distrust modern methods of mechanized agriculture and want to learn how to grow things themselves. Some volunteers come once or twice, others stay to learn the ropes of becoming an urban farmer.
My name is Angela. Right now we are behind the greenhouse at Immerprush Park, just outside of our little farm area, and we're sitting at a picnic table, lots of birds and a shady tree right behind us. Yeah, so double digging is this process where you shovel the top layer of dirt and then you use a pickaxe underneath to break up even lower into the ground, and then you use a hoe to break up any clumps that are still there. And the whole idea of double digging is to loosen up the soil, especially here because the soil's really compacted, and it's better than using a rototiller or anything too harsh on the land. So it loosens it up and it allows the roots to grow straight down and get more water. I definitely think we practice some permaculture methods. Not perfectly, we don't follow a rule book or anything, but we do our best to treat the land well and use it to its fullest potential. Like right now we're planting cover crops to replace the nitrogen in the soil, so it'll still be good to plant in the spring. Also we did, with the corn and the green beans, it's part of a permaculture method. The permaculture method is called Three Sisters, and it's corn, beans and squash. And what you do is you use the corn to trellis the beans. So the beans go up the corn stalk, and likewise, the beans replace the nitrogen into the soil that the corn takes out. So.
Here's Amy, co-founder of Vegilution and gardener extraordinaire.
We want to grow food on all of this land out here, and we want to act as a hub for the community to come in. We want everybody to get out here and have a place where they can mix together and like interact with each other on the basis of like a common thing, which everybody needs to eat food, right? Maybe some people come out here and they get the idea to like start more community gardens around. We want to provide a springboard for youth and for anybody to start something new.
It hasn't taken long for Vegilution to transform my weekends from fruitless days of leisure to glorious days of joyful and satisfying work. Though I sometimes worry about the void in my life which may be left when I go away for college next fall, I'm confident that the friends I've made and the passion I've grown for the soil will endure into my adult years and perhaps beyond. Though my affiliation with Vegilution will soon be at an end, this is by no means the end of the Vegilution. Amy and Mark have already begun groundbreaking on a new patch of land, a whole acre this time, which will be ready for harvesting before the end of the summer. Soon enough, Vegilution's lofty ambition to wrestle away from the city the 8 unused acres from the back of the garden to the edge of the freeway barricade may not seem so grandiose. For Out Loud Radio, this is Robert Rogers, coming at you from San Jose, California.